A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
That's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
Not ever. No way.
Friday, December 2nd, CITR 101.9 FM and Sonic Living Events are proud to present Dan Deacon at the Rickshaw Theater. From the guy that brought you the viral video classic, Drinking Out of Cups, comes a world-renowned live electronic performance that you won't want to miss. That's Dan Deacon at the Rickshaw Theater, Friday, December 2nd, sponsored by CITR.
I love them. Seahorses. Forever.
And you're listening to Queer FM Community on CITR 101.9. This is Justin Saint in the studio. Guess what? Catch on to your seatbelts, because it's the Muppet Show today. Yeah, I know. I've gotten so excited about the brand new Muppet movie that basically the entire show is all about tapping into your inner childhood and about the Muppets. So, to continue on with our Muppet playlist, here is Weezer with his version of Rainbow Connection.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we choose to believe it. I know their wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers and me. Said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star. Somebody thought of that and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep? And have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that called the young sailors? The voice might be
of a feather. We're in this she cars in life with the top down.
With storm in the big town.
Yeah, storm is right. Should it be snowing?
No, I don't think so.
Moving right along. Do I see signs of men? Welcome on the same postage. It's come back again.
Moving right along.
Nice town.
We're loose and fancy free. You're ready for the big time. Is it ready for me? Moving right along.
This is Queer FM Community. You're listening to CITR 101.9, and I am Justin Saint in the studio today. And we're doing a Muppet special episode just because the Muppet movie is just that awesome. I've heard lots of good things. We actually haven't seen it yet, but I'm planning on seeing it sometime this week, so no spoilers. In conjunction with that, I'm going to be doing a bit of a pre-Christmas talk, I guess. It's that time of year. Black Friday was here right after American Thanksgiving, and we spent our American Thanksgiving, well, I was working, but the next day, Black Friday, we had originally intended to, you know, do as a bunch of Canadians did and go across the border, do a bit of shopping, just because we can. But then we realized, hey, wait a second. Like, everything is, like, online these days. So, Aiden and I, we kind of just took a look at some stuff online, and we actually bought from Canadian retailers instead. So, there you go. But while we were doing that, I kind of took a look at some of the toys that they had on sale. And kind of cool, last year, I was working for Build-A-Bear, and when you ask people what the top Christmas gifts were, it was pretty much like iPod, iPad, iTouch. It's like everyone just wanted the new iToys. Now, obviously, the iStuff is still on the top of many people's lists. You know, I have an iTouch and I can't even play half my apps anymore because, well, it's the older version. I know, right? It's like, really, developers? But I found a list for anyone with kids out there of some pretty cool toys and that don't include Apple in their label. On the top of the list, and appropriately, Sesame Street, the Let's Rock Elmo is at number one for kids' toys this year. And it's pretty cool. He comes with a mic, tambourines, drums, and it's... he is rocking it. It's pretty cute. The other one is a Leapfrog LeapPad Explorer tablet. This one I wish I had as a kid. The Leapfrog series, I saw my little cousin. I used to babysit back in the Philippines. Their cousins, and before, when you'd babysit, like, getting kids to sleep and stuff, you'd actually read them from an actual book. But now they have these, like, little doolies that, like, they have books with pens, and they jab the pen down onto the page, and it speaks. And now they have a tablet version for that. I'm just blown away by the technology kids get to play around with these days. You know, I had to fight to get a computer when I was younger, but and of course you got your guns, the Nerf, and the Nerf Vortex Nitron Blaster is up there for top toys this year. And there's also the Power Wheels Dune Racer Ride-On, and this is pretty cool, the Lego Ninjago Limited Edition Lightning Dragon. Now I wish I had that. That's pretty cool. I have to say, you know, Lego, they get pretty creative with their stuff. And, you know, even now, I still know a lot of my friends still play the Lego video games on the Xbox, Wii, and 360. And, hey, Lego's Lego. There's a reason they're still going. There's another toy. Do you guys remember Furbies? This one kind of reminds me of a Furby. It's called a Fidget. It is a mini interactive robot that features voice recognition with lifelike feel and movement. And they can also dance, to songs. So, kind of like a Furby. So it looks like those are making a comeback. And then, of course, you got your helicopters and blah, blah, blah. For anyone who's looking to, you know, get anything for older persons, obviously, PS3 and the Xbox 360 Kinect are up there as the most wanted toys for older persons this year, as are 42-inch TVs. Surprise, surprise. Okay, so we're going to do a bit of radio business, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Queer FM Community on CITR 101.9.
Think you have what it takes to be the next Ostra, Mother Mother, Dan Mangan? Your chance is now. Youth Inc. magazine is proud to launch the third annual BC's Best Teen Band Contest. Contestants battle for a chance to win cash money, recording sessions with professional Canadian recording artists, and to land the cover of Youth Inc. magazine. Bands have until December 5th to submit to youthinc.ca/bandcontest. May the best band win.
Oh, and technical difficulties. Oh, nope.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
I wish I had a house of We'd like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to FundDrive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club,
The Cobalt,
Lotus Land Tattoo,
Restricted Entertainment,
and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Philo Foods and Ethical Bean, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today.
And we actually raised $23,000 for CITR this year, so congratulations to everyone who phoned in, donated online. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for helping support radio in all its forms. I have to congratulate the DJ V from Shake a Tail Feather. She was here on Thursday and raised more than $1,000 for CITR. So props to you, girl. You're a rock star. And you know, it is so important to keep public radio alive, especially for a radio show like Queer FM and Queer FM Community and our Tuesday show, Queer FM Arts Extra. There aren't really that many places where, you know, queer people like us just get to talk. And we do have some amazing voices here on the show. We have Aiden Saint, Jennifer Breakspear, who is the executive director of Community, and she's actually going to be coming in later around 6 to talk news and politics, so stay tuned for that. We have the fabulous and fantastic Samantha Mack, who always keeps us updated with all the crazy stuff she does out and around town. And of course, the wonderful Barb Snellgrove and David C. Jones, both of which are really, really successful by their own rights. And they're just great voices to have on the radio. And there's me, the 20-something silly one who is alone in the studio right now. And Muppet Movie. I absolutely loved the Muppets when I was younger. I used to watch the Muppet Show all the time when I was a kid. So hey, I was so excited when the Muppet Movie came out. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that later this week. And yeah, I'm just going to keep playing Muppets, 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 Muppets. So you're listening to Queer FM Community on CITR 101.9.
Hi.
Two people searching for love.
This is the most romantic thing ever. I've always dreamt of seeing Los Angeles.
One chance to go the distance.
I was just wondering what the plan was for dinner tonight.
Oh, I don't care. What do you feel like?
Okay. I'm going to go for a walk.
But sometimes...
I forgot my anniversary with Mary.
You have to break your heart.
You know when you've been trying to figure something out and you can't figure it out and you figure it out and you're like, duh.
To find its other half.
You're my best friend.
Jason Segel.
I love Mary. I love her so much and I can't lose her.
Amy Adams.
I love you too.
Kermit the Frog.
Hi there.
Miss Piggy.
Kermit!
Whoa. Wait, stop. Are there Muppets in this movie?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, guys, let's go!
The Muppets.
Wow, that was an expensive-looking explosion. I can't believe we had that in the budget.
Happy birthday!
Oh, my goodness!
Yes?
Make way here.
Hot cake.
Hey, everybody. Here comes your present. There you are. Happy birthday.
Big spender.
Oh, you sweet bell.
Good-looking pig.
I've seen better.
Polaroid cameras let you see your picture before the candles go out.
Cake looks great.
Yeah, but don't cut it.
What?
It's rented.
Rented? Well, rent yourself another pig. And give me my picture.
Polaroid means fun.
With the button.
With this brand new Ford Escape Hybrid, it is sort of part gas, part electric, and everyone says that's being green. Of course, it's not quite being green like I'm green. If I could get one thing out of doing this ad, it would be that we take care of these beautiful woods and this beautiful world. And thank you for letting me be a part of your commercial, and I just look forward to getting my booster seat and extended pedals. Thanks a lot.
We started the show with Happy Feet. Here's our special guest star to continue that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Madeline Kahn.
I've forgotten your eyes, 'cause they no longer hypnotize my memory. I've forgotten your nose, that it rose in some kind of dignity. And I've forgotten your lips and your cool fingertips, so sort of sweet. But I'll never forget, no, I'll never forget your feet. Forget your feet. I'd sooner forget my name and address. I remember your ears, but they no longer make the tears run down my cheeks. And I remember your knees, but you now down, they no longer please. Ha! 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 I remember your chin, but your chin don't even begin to compete.
How much was it?
About $4.
Hmm. What kind is it?
Hmm?
I said, what kind is it?
It's about 12:15.
And that was the incomparable Madeline Kahn during one of her appearances in The Muppet Show. Growing up, that was kind of the thing you'd see on The Muppet Show. Very fabulous. Now, something sort of similar, if you were a kid now, instead of seeing Madeline Kahn, you'd see someone else. Personally, I'm a much bigger fan of Madeline Kahn. She is a phenomenal actress. But someone else made an appearance, and I think it was banned, actually, but someone else made an appearance with a bunch of Muppets, and this one's probably a bit more familiar to most of you listeners out there.
Hey, what's up, guys? So there's this video about Katy Perry.
And that's not it. Oh, jeez. Yeah, someone needed to review the videos beforehand. I think this is it. Let's see.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katy.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up. Don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play?
What are you doing?
Elmo! You wanna play? So I wore dress up clothes. Then you ran away. Left me here in this pose. How am I supposed to play with you? You're up, you're down, you're running around. You're fast and you're slow. You're stop and you go. You're hot and you're cold. You're yes and you're no. You're in and you're out. I'm starting to doubt you. You don't really want to play, no. You just really want to go, go. We used to be just like twins, so in sync. Used to laugh while we played. Now you just run away. Didn't know that you were gonna change. So, what do you think? Personally, I kind of like the happy. Incidentally, this song by Madeline Kahn is called the Feet Song. I don't know about you, but I actually personally quite like that a lot better. Speaking of divas, there's another diva who was actually here in Vancouver recently, Audra McDonald, who sang a Muppet song in her... I believe it's her last album, Build a Bridge. A lot of the songs in the song, very kind of melancholy, very, you know, very dramatic diva. And a Muppet song managed to find its way in there. And I'll let you, I'll play it and you guys can see what you think. But yeah, it's, this is Audra McDonald, 4-time Tony Award winner, singing Being Green.
It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when I think it would be nicer being red, yellow, or gold, something much more colorful like that. It's not easy being green. Seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things. People tend to pass you over, 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. Green's the color of spring, and green can be cool. green can be big like an ocean, or important like a mountain, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, could make you wonder why. Why wonder? Why wonder? I am green. It'll do fine. I think it's what I wanna be. You wonder why, why wonder, why I am green, and it'll do fine. I am green, I am green, and it's beautiful. It's what I wanna be.
And that was Being Green by Audra McDonald. Funny thing, Audra McDonald, despite being a, you know, a multi-award winning singer, apparently her daughter doesn't let her sing her to sleep at night. Apparently her little daughter doesn't like it when her mommy sings, which is kind of funny because people pay, you know, tons of money to see this woman sing. She's a phenomenal actress for opera, stage, you know, theater and musical theater. So fantastic. If she's ever back in town, we hope to connect with her. For the movie, they released an album called The Green Album, and basically all of the stuff in it is covers by different bands, and we've been playing a lot of it on the show. You're listening right now to Queer FM Community on CITR 101.9, and this is Being Green from The Green Album. So what you just heard was the Broadway Diva version. This one is, I'm assuming, is the pop version. So let's check it out together. This is by Andrew Bird.
It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when you could be something so much nicer, like red, a yellow, aquamarine, or something more colorful like that. It's not easy being green. It seems you're blending with all kinds of ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. Green's the color of spring. Green can be cool and friendly like. Green can be big like a mountain, important like a river, or tall like a tree. Green is all that you can be. It sort of makes you wonder why. Why wonder, why wonder, why wonder I'm green, and that'll do just fine. Besides,
It's all I wanna be. Sort of makes you wonder why, but why wonder, I'm green, and I think it's beautiful, and besides, that's all I wanna be.
The nights are long, but I hope that something better comes along. It's no good complaining, it's pointless to holler. If she's a beauty, then she'll get underneath your collar. And she made a monkey out of old King Kong. And I hope that something better comes along. Ah, but what could be better than a saucy Irish setter when puppy love comes on strong? Or a collie, it's classy. A laddie needs a lassie. A lover and a wife gives you a new leash on. Don't mean to scare you, my friend, but I betcha come Father's Day, the litter bug is gonna get you. The urge is righteous, but the face is wrong. Well, I hope that something better comes along. Still, it's fun when they're fetching and agree to see an etching that you keep at your path. Well, there's no solution, it's part of evolution. The pitter-patter of souls, the little feet of tadpoles. There's no limitation to mixing and matching. Some get an itching for a critter they've been scratching. A skunk was badgered, the results were strong. And I hope that something better, I hope that something better, yeah, I hope that something better comes along.
And that was I Hope That Something Better Comes Along by Matt Nathanson for the Muppets movie. How are ya? We're doing a special Muppets-themed episode today for the Muppets movie, just because it's that awesome here on Queer FM Community on CITR 101.9. Now, one thing I found this week that really made me go, eee! Was the new winter line by OPI for the Muppets movie. I'm wearing it right now. It's absolutely fabulous. Okay, so here's the deal. So every year, OPI releases a new holiday line for their nail brand. And last year, I went crazy because they did stuff around the burlesque movie. And a lot of it was around glitter. And I'll have to admit, I'm really, really a big fan of my big glittery nails. And they pretty much had lots of stuff. Here's a tip. If you're wanting to get really, really sparkly gold nails, do a first layer in kind of a base gold and then cover it with glitter that has bits of green in it, because the green will kind of make the gold pop out more. And that's exactly what they released for the burlesque line. They released this gold glitter that had traces of green. And I have to say, every time I went out wearing those nails, everyone kept asking me where I got my manicure. Nope, all it was from home. Hehe. So this year, what did they come out with but with stuff for the Muppet movie? And again, glitter. And I actually like what they came out with this year. This one's really good. I actually got the last one from Studio FX, where I like to go shopping for makeup. They have a glitter polish called Rainbow Connection. It doesn't exactly look like rainbows. It's a bit more blue and green heavy. But hey, I just had to buy it for the name alone. And then the one I'm wearing right now, which is obviously based around Miss Piggy, is called Excusez-moi. And yeah, that was my terrible impression of Miss Piggy. And it's this really fabulous pink that has specks of blue in it that kind of make it look like bubblegummy. And the other ones are called Gone Gonzo, Fresh Frog of Bel Air, Divine Swine, that's the purple one, which I may or may not be getting soon, and Getting Miss Piggy With It, which is the red one. And they also have that's the glitter colors, and then they have the kind of base colors, the flat colors, Animalistic, Meep Meep Meep, Waka Waka, Peeps Purple Passion, Designer The Better, and Warm and Fuzzy. And, of course, wherever you like to get your nails, you can probably go grab them. I see Jennifer Breakspear is here in the studio. Come on in, Jennifer.
Hey there.
Nope.
Hey there. How you doing, Justin?
Good. I'm talking Muppets.
Muppets? Did you see them?
Oh, haven't seen them yet.
You haven't seen them yet?
No, but I basically devoted the entire show to Muppets.
Hey, just I did not bring any queer news or politics about Muppets.
Oh, that's okay. We can talk news and politics for Queer FM. This is a Queer FM community right now, which we have about 10 minutes left for.
Cool.
Yeah. I just talked about the... okay, get this. They released a... You probably heard some of it. They released a special line of nail polish just for the Muppet movie. That's kind of what I've been dishing about. And... Oh. And she's wearing them. Incidentally. So yeah, I'm really, 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 really looking forward to seeing the Muppets movie. So what else do we have? Well, I'm going to do a bit of a radio business, and then we'll get back to you. You're listening to Queer FM Community on CITR 101.9.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This December at the Rio, you won't want to miss the Western Wilderness Committee presenting Naomi Klein live on Thursday, December 1st, saying no to pipelines and no to the tar sands, with Naomi Klein speaking live about the people-powered movement to stop tankers and pipelines right here in Vancouver. This is an early event starting at 6:30 p.m. For some late-night fun, check out A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D. 6 years have elapsed since the duo's last adventure, and this special 3D offering will play for one night only, Thursday, December 1st. Running three times daily from the 1st until the 8th, catch Surviving Progress. Inspired by the bestseller, A Short History of Progress, Surviving Progress chronicles how past civilizations were destroyed by progress traps, alluring technologies and belief systems that serve immediate needs but may ransom the future. For more information on everything happening at the Rio Theater, check out their schedule at riotheater.ca/schedule.
We're closer now than ever before.
How much alike we are. Perhaps we're long lost brothers.
There's love in our world and we're showing it more.
We even think the same. You know there may be others.
Our world says welcome, stranger. Everybody's a friend.
We can always use a friend.
Favorite stories to tell.
In our world.
Some say our world is getting too small.
So many things to learn, but we'll enjoy each lesson.
I say with kindness, there's room for us all.
Problems don't worry us, when half the fun is guessing.
Our world is always changing. Every day's a surprise.
Live the lifetime of surprise.
Love can open your eyes. There's room for us all.
Problems don't worry us. Half the fun is guessing.
Our world is always changing. Every day's a surprise.
Don't surprise.
Love can open your eyes.
In our world. In our world. In
a song there, and do I
But I know the way. I'm going to go back there someday. Come and go with me. It's more fun to share. We'll both be completely at home in mid-air. We're flying, not walking on featherless wings. We can hold on to love like invisible strings.
You're listening to Queer FM Community. I'm here with
Jennifer Breakspear.
And we're about to step into Queer FM. I hope you enjoy. Yeah, woo, Queer FM. Time to grow up. I hope you enjoyed my little Muppets special episode of Queer FM Community. I pretty much played almost all of the Green album that they released for the new movie. You're welcome.
I'm feeling a little green right now.
Mm. We played it twice on the show. Yeah. It was fun, yeah. All right, so it's time for some Queer FM. Stay tuned.